So I am sitting here at Evergreen Tacoma, the campus, with Aisha Harrison, who is the artist who made that phenomenal bust of Dr. Warren Washington. And Aisha, it's such an amazing piece of work. Now, can you tell me a little bit what it's made out of, how you came to do this and all of that?
Sure. So about a year ago, I was approached by a group in Tacoma. So it was 350 Tacoma plus a few other social justice groups, environmental justice groups. And they commissioned me to make this bust. And I actually ended up using a material I've never used before, because I usually work in clay, and clay is not so good. We had originally planned for this to go in Wright Park, so to be outside and kind of, out into the elements, and also people. Mm-hmm. And clay is not that great for that kind of thing. It's, fragile, and it doesn't do well outside very, very much.
So what is the material?
So instead I used a material called Peltia Premium, which is like a concrete-based material, but it has fibers in it. And it also, when you make it, you can sculpt with it. So it actually feels a lot like clay when you're working with it. So the first thing I had to do was I used recycled, not bubble wrap, but that foam, styrofoam.
Oh, sure.
I used recycled styrofoam, and I made the whole bust in recycled styrofoam first. And then I had to do at least two coats of the Peltia. So the first coat is called a scratch coat. Mm-hmm. So you work up small batches and adhere it to the styrofoam or the aluminum, whatever you have under there. And then you scratch it, and that way the next layer adheres.
We'll adhere to it.
Yes. And so then after that, once the scratch coat was done, then the final coat was done, and all the sculpting was done, which took a very long time, then I did the surfacing, which I used products from Sculpt Nouveau and did a couple of different things with patinas to get the effects.
And how did you come to get into sculpture? And what is your connection with Evergreen? Were you ever a student at Evergreen?
I actually taught at Evergreen.
Oh, okay.
I taught at the Olympia campus
for
8 years. I taught ceramics and other stuff, as you do.
Uh-huh.
At Evergreen, yeah. So that's my connection to Evergreen. And I did come up here. I came up here to do a lyceum, but I've also been up here for a couple other events and things. But, and then the faculty up here, they're part of the faculty there, too.
Right.
So I know several people from up here. So
I was a student at Evergreen Tacoma.
Okay. Oh.
But I graduated in 2012, so
okay.
You probably came up after, and I missed your lyceum.
Yeah, you missed my lyceum. Yep. I think I don't remember the year I was here, but before I left. So I left Evergreen in 2019.
Yeah.
So you asked me something else, but I can't remember what it was.
Well, I'm just winging it too. I asked you how you got invited to do this, and you explained that.
You asked me how I got into sculpture.
How did you choose sculpture over other forms of art?
Gosh. Well, first of all. If you can choose something else, my ceramics teacher was like, if you can choose something else, do it. I'm like, okay, but I can't choose something else. Like, I have to make sculpture, and I want to make sculpture out of clay. Now I want to make sculpture out of clay and some Peltia and bronze. So I actually do have a piece that was just purchased by the City of Olympia called Woman with Graves at Her Back. And so she's going to be permanently, she won the, there's a plinth project down there, so you mm-hmm. can apply and you can get on the plinth for a year, and then the community votes which piece to have the city purchase.
Is that something like the 1% for the arts that we have up here?
It's not, I don't know if it's 1% for the arts. I think it's I actually don't know how they fund the purchasing. Okay. But it's a pretty cool project, especially if you're interested in getting into public art but don't really have a way in. It's very difficult to break into the...
Oh, yes, it is.
Into that market.
Field, yeah.
That field, yeah. And so, especially if you're a studio artist, because you have to apply with things that are already in the public in order... It's kind of like...
Oh, it's like trying to get a job when you don't have a job.
Exactly. It's like, yeah. How do you get the credential to be able to do the thing?
Yeah.
So that was a really great way for me to sort of break into that. And so I'm interested in moving in that direction as well as my studio practice. Bronze is definitely a thing I'm interested in.
And that would be exciting.
Yes. And I have visions of monumental, you know, sculptures, like huge sculptures. They might just come true.
So. It sounds like you've got a lot of creative juices going on.
I fundraised for Woman with Graves at Her Back. So I raised over $20,000.
Wow.
To get the piece made. Yep.
Good so, for you.
It's like, you got to pay for it. You know,
it's very hard.
It's very expensive, but bronze feels closest to me to clay. It has the most like resonance.
Mm-hmm.
It's warm.
It is
warm. It retains the mark. Unlike this process, I wasn't able to move it with my actual fingers. I had to use tools, and so it's like a different thing.
Tactile, but completely different.
Yeah, I'm really interested in the tactileness of clay, and I can make the thing out of clay, and then they can move it into bronze. Mm-hmm. You know, and so that to me is that holds. And
so now, is there a foundry in Olympia that you're planning on using?
I use Two Ravens in Tacoma, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a really great foundry. Lovely people.
Good old industrial Tacoma. We had Ball Brass and then Two Ravens. And yeah, we got stuff here.
Yeah, and they're like really super supportive. They came down to the opening of Woman with Graves at Her Back. And I don't know. It's just been a really lovely kind of partnership with them. So,
well, I am in love with the statue that you made. The bust that you made. Of Dr. Warren. And I definitely will post pictures of it on our Facebook site. But, of course, we're radio, so the listener will have to go to our Facebook site or to our webpage to find it. But such a warm, warm face. And to have the globe around his head and the I guess it's jet streams and air flows, the climate map.
Mm-hmm.
And what a phenomenal human being to be able to be that prescient, a climate scientist back in the 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's only the second black guy to have that, to hold that degree.
Yeah.
And he's a pioneer, you know?
Yes, he is.
And has laid the groundwork for all of what we know now. It's like pretty incredible.
Well, thank you for your time, Aisha.
Sure.
And all good fortune to you as you move forward.